Song leaders, this is our table acclamation for Advent and Christmas, and it's written by Rachel Pollack Crow. It's a little bit of a different format than what we've been using at St. Lydia's. And what I'm going to do first is just teach you the melody so that you can get it into your head. It goes like this.
Glory to you, glory to you, glory forever. Glory to you. Glory to you, glory forever. Glory to you, glory to you, glory forever.
I'll do it one more time. The snap, by the way, is going to be a little finger cymbal chiming, so that'll be a little bell there.
Glory to you, glory to you, glory forever. Glory to you, glory to you, glory forever. Glory to you, glory to you, glory forever.
And we're actually going to do this with a little bit of a step to it. So during the Eucharistic prayer, people will be standing with their hands lifted. And then during the glory to you part that they sing, they're going to take three steps to the side, and then one step back. So it'll have a nice little rhythm to it. So I'll teach you that bit in person. The way that this is going to work is that we're actually going to teach the acclamation before the Eucharistic prayer starts. So just like I, you know, sang it a few times for you at the beginning of the recording, you'll sing it for everyone and get them to practice it on Glory to You Forever and Ever. And then we'll move into the dialogue, which is the back and forth with the presider at the beginning. So that will sound like this, and it'll kind of connect into the melody.
The Lord be with you, and also with you. The congregation responds, and also with you. Lift up your hearts, we lift them up, we lift them up. We give thanks to God, thanks and praise, thanks and praise. And then the presider will chant, Holy God, we give you thanks for your holy name, which you have planted in our hearts, and for the knowledge, faith, and immortality you sent us through Jesus, your child.
Then there will be the bell.
Glory to you, glory to you. Glory forever. Glory to you. Glory to you. Glory forever. Glory to you. Glory to you. Glory forever. You created everything, mighty Lord, for the glory of your name. You gave us food and drink for our pleasure, and that we might give you thanks. You have blessed us with spiritual food and drink, and eternal life through your child. Above all, we thank you because you are mighty. Glory to you, glory to you, glory forever. Glory to you, glory to you, glory forever. Glory to you, glory to you, glory forever. While Jesus was eating bread with his disciples, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, broke it, gave it to them and said, Take, this is my body, do this in remembrance of me. Glory to you. Glory to you, glory forever. Glory to you, glory to you, glory forever. Glory to you, glory to you, glory forever. Mother, we give you thanks for the life and knowledge you sent us through Jesus, your child.
And this time there isn't a bell because it's a little bit different. So you're gonna call and respond, say it like this.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
And have everyone come in.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
And you can probably help them on that last phrase where it's a little bit different with your hands, just by showing them where the melody is going. And for that one, we won't move. We won't take a step because it's a little too complicated with the call and response. So I think we'll just stand still for that one. And then we'll finish up the prayer.
As grain is scattered across the hills, then gathered and made one in this bread, so may our church, scattered to the ends of the earth, be gathered and made one in your commonwealth.
And then you're just going to say amen, and the bell is going to come.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen.
And that will be the end. So we'll keep fine-tuning this and figuring out how it works, but that is a good start.